Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Therefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above principality, all principality and power, might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is to come. And he put all things, under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Let's stand to your feet this morning and lift your hands. I have a word I want to give you right off this morning. Hallelujah. Pastor's at home catching a healing, and Laverne's there taking care of him. Glory to God. Father, we just welcome you in this place today. You live big in us and through us today, Lord. We've come into the presence of the Almighty King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We just lift our hands and we say that we're here to receive from you today, Lord. That you speak to our hearts today, God, that we have ears to hear and be enlightened to what you want us to hear from you today, God. Not one person leaves this place today the same in Jesus' name, but they're hear a word from you, Father God. And thank you for your word that's coming forth today. And this is the word to you today. Step into the new, for this is the season of restorations. Yes, the season of turnaround. It seems as if things have gone one way for so long that it has become a prison. And suddenly you will turn around into the blessing God has prepared for you. So go ahead by faith this morning. Go ahead and turn around. It's okay. You can get loose in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Suddenly you will turn around into the blessing God has prepared for you. Not just one. But you will see my hand move in families like never before. God's all about families. That's what makes up the church. Hallelujah. Not just one, but you shall see my hand move in families like never before. I know some may say it could never be, but I've not had the final say, says the Lord. Glory to God. The world may say, don't get your hopes up. Don't expect too much. But that is not my way for you, my beloved ones. You have been tempted to hide out, but your days of hiding is over. For I'm coming to you, and as I lean into you, I ask you to lean into me. And even in your present situation, I'm the God of hope and the God of great expectation. I will dot the I's and I will cross the T's. And by the Spirit of my grace, it will come together. In other words, he says, stand for you to believe. And don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it out. Amen. For some have cried, when, God, when? When no longer let it your cry be when, but now, God, now. I have faith to believe now. Now faith is. Glory to God. Let it be said, O ye. Let it not be said, O ye of little faith, when it seems as all hell has come to your door to steal, kill, and to destroy. By my Spirit. My Spirit has come in like a flood, and you have not allowed that which you see to be of truth. We do not live by our five senses, church, but we live by our faith in the Son of God. Amen. That's been raised from the dead, and that same Spirit dwells in you today. You have stood when others have said to give up. They will never change. Why do you continue to believe? Give up, they say. But you say, my hope is resting on the unchangeable Word of God that changes not. You have stood when it seems as things have gotten worse instead of better. You have clung to the truth, which is what my word has decreed. And you have stood and declared that truth. Continue to hold fast and watch the impossible become possible because of your steadfastness to continue to believe the word of my truth, says the Lord. He that shall endure to the end the same shall be saved. And when I look at that scripture, I don't think it's the moment when we go to heaven. But when I look at that, it means he that shall endure to whatever you're going through. And enduring is not just barely hanging on, but enduring is standing under the protection of the Almighty God until the end, until the breakthrough comes. I was telling someone this morning or yesterday, you know, people want to run to the house of the Lord. They want to run to that covering when the rain starts. But God says, get under that protection now when the sun's shining. And then when the rain starts, that protection will already be there. Amen. So receive that word from the Lord today as we go into the presence of God this morning. Amen.
Woo! It's all good. The presence of the Lord is here. Ain't that right? So I can feel him moving on the outside. Ain't that right? Woo! Hallelujah. I feel like I can go home and be ready for the rest of this week, amen? Just by listening to what I've heard, amen? Yes, sir.
Couldn't really let today go by without acknowledging the 17 years ago today I stood in this church and married the love of my life, and just wanted to recognize that. And the fruit of our travels is one's on stage, one beside me here, and I think that the Lord's been good to us no matter what challenges you have. And anyway, just wanted to recognize 17 years that I ain't running off yet.
Amen, y'all. Amen. Before we get started or go any further, one of my friends has had a birthday, and she is a sweetheart to me. Come here, Sky. Come here. Come here. I remember when she was, I don't know, maybe 6, 7 years old, I'd walk by her and speak to her, and she'd roll them eyes at me like, get on away from me. She would. Now how old are you? 14 years old and has made quite the young lady. Amen? Amen. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, I love you. Happy birthday to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I had a person to tell me a couple of days ago that my kids were very mannerable. I appreciate that, and that's exactly what a parent wants to hear. But now, to obtain that, I had to do some things that parents need to do, like take time out to put people in check, or to take time out to explain certain situations that go with life. Isn't it funny that we as adults don't take time out to put ourselves in check when it comes to the Word of God? Isn't it funny that we can walk around certain things daily that we know we ought to be doing? Here's one. I'll stick my hand up first. I fall short all the time. But I'm going to tell you like this. It's not because I try to. It's just because of my flesh. But with that being said, I have the grace of God in my life. I've been covered by the blood of Jesus, and I can ask for forgiveness when I do these things. I don't make it a practice to fall short. God lived. He died. He rose. And that exonerated everything. That cleansed us. That put us in a position to repent and do the thing right. Amen. So I appreciate what kids have taught Ricardo. I only wish the world could see through the eyes of their kids, because if they did that, a lot of problems would be solved. For one, we could get along. You know, it's awful that we as adults, we can't get along. It's a bad day there. But the God I serve, as Sister Shirley would say, but God, He's laid that path. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word today, Lord. I thank you for this service, Lord God. And I thank you for the bearer of the word today, Lord God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this glory, the Lord strong and mighty? There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. The redeemed declare the love, and we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong. Strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, while we got a break here, everybody in here knows Shore Strange, right? Well, October the 1st, on a Saturday afternoon, he's going to be here. And he's going to bring the word. Our praise and worship team, we're going to be here to do the music. If you're not tied up, this would be a really nice time to come on out to church and listen to a man that's got an awesome testimony. And he's an awesome speaker as well. I've heard him, and Troy is a man of God. And oh, yes, he is. He's an awesome man of God. And yes, well, Troy and I've known Troy for years, and we're big friends. And when they held that benefit for him up at Barawalla, I just come down from singing, and I walked up to him, and we were speaking. And I looked at him and said, Troy, I said, how about things? I said, how are you? He said, well, Ricardo, he said, I figured it out. He said, instead of waiting to die, he said, I think I'll live until I die. And I said, Troy, I think you figured that out too. Amen. Because we're all going that way. Well, instead of just waiting to die, well, let's just live until I die. So, you know, he's trying to kick the devil in the head as hard as he can right about now. Amen? And that's an awesome thing. And, you know, we all need to be putting our foot down. Simple as that. But, Troy, that made me right there. I'm like, wow, you go, boy. Everybody has a battle. Some may be a little worse than others. But we all have the authority to put the devil in check, because he's the biggest liar there is. And we need to stand up and put the truth on him. Hold that Bible up. Get in there and find what fits your need, because it's in there. It is in there, I promise you. God did not put us here without the way to defeat Satan. He's taking care of that. We need to be brazen enough to stand and believe. Do the things that's necessary to get by our problems. We can take our kids so far. We can do that. Once we get them to a certain level, they're on their own. They're on their own. Now, we can still help them. We can still give them our opinion on what they should do. But when it comes right down to it, it's their heart that has to make the decision. It's what they do. So, but they're in here. The seed's been sown. They know right from wrong. That's all mom and dad can really do. But just think, our Heavenly Father, he took that step further, didn't he? Yeah, he went to the cross so we could do that. He went to the cross so we could put them in his hands. Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, hallelujah.
Carl's talking. I'll go ahead and do some announcements this morning, then we'll get back into praise and worship. Make sure you got a Sunday handout, and as Ricardo mentioned, Troy will be here with us in October. And I want to remind all the ladies about Martha's Bible study. It was awesome Monday night, absolutely awesome. So you still have a chance to get in on that. That's this Monday night. And also Charlotte Murray, for those of you that are local, she's from this area. She's going to be here next Sunday singing and probably giving her testimony and letting us know about the love of God. And Jerry Clifton's going to be with us in October. And Jack and Patsy, of course, will be back in November. They didn't make it last year, but they will be here this year. And Pastor, article, just take time to read that this morning. It's an awesome, awesome word. So make sure you take time to read that this morning. And also, as you know, our blacktop needs some cosmetic work. Every once in a while, you have to do a little cosmetic work to things. And I want to give you the opportunity to give. Gaddy's has said they were going to give us $1,000 on the $2,550 that it costs to do the, it's not the blacktop, but it's ceiling, not blacktop, but it's ceiling. And they're going to give us $1,000 on the $2,550. So that will leave us only $1,550 to come up with. So if you want to be part of that, that's putting the ceiling down and striping it also. So we got blessed with $1,000. So if you want to be a blessing, make your checks out to New Life and see Brother Danny, and there'll be an offering bucket back there if you want to be part of that, so we can get it striped and make room for a lot more cars, a lot more people serving the Lord. Amen. And I think that's about it. If you have anything about the newsletter, any questions or answered or anything, just see me and make sure you write the check out to New Life and see Brother Danny to give it to him or put it in the offering bucket back there.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Have you ever felt like you walk around in a fog? Or got something to do and feel like you're just stumbling around? Well, I'm like that this morning. I feel like that everything I've said hadn't made any sense. But on the other side of that, I know that the good Lord don't put people in a position to use them and then not give them the correct things to say. Amen. But anyway, back to Troy. If at all possible, I would really like to see, especially most of the people in our church, to come on out and support this man. He is a really nice guy, and he is fighting. And I like it, you know, when a man decides to live until he goes from here. But anyway, because that's what we're all doing. Yeah. Sometimes I know I'm a little bit rough around the edge, but Ricardo believes in just telling it like it is. I don't know how to do it any other way. I would never stand here and try to be abusive to anyone about any situation. So don't ever think that. But on the other side of that, if you don't want the truth, don't ask me, because I'll tell you the truth. God's programmed me that way. I've been out there in the fire. I've been out there in this world, and I've seen a lot of things myself. So it's nothing wrong with the truth. Not a thing wrong with the truth. It will. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, guys. I like that this morning.
This day we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the glory on our face, looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're breaking with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens. We want to see you open up the floodgates, a mighty river.
Hallelujah. You know, this is as quiet as I've heard New Life for the Nations in a long time. Is it my shirt, guys? Is it what that is? Is that what that is? If it is, I will not apologize. I just won't do it. Oh, hallelujah. You know what? I find it awesome that now the best way for me to bring a message is to speak on what I know about. And I know where I was years ago, and I know where I'm at now. I know that years ago when I was in a Baptist church, and not knocking a Baptist church, but I was not free in God. And it wasn't because of the church, it's because of my knowledge. Now, I'm free in the Lord. Ricardo's free. And I don't mind sharing that with the world. I try to daily. I sure do. So, if I do something silly up here that y'all don't understand, ask me about it and I'll tell you why I done it. If I go out of my way over here to talk to some stranger and you don't understand, go ask him. He will tell you, well, he was just talking about God. Yeah, 90% of the time, that's what we're talking about. Because really and truly, I have no other reason to speak to him, especially if I don't know him. But I do know him well enough to tell him that Jesus loves him. I do know him well enough to say, hey, brother man, if you've got a problem I can help you with, I can give you directions on how to get it solved. Amen? I can do those things. I can take 5 minutes out of my life to help somebody. Amen? Because the God that I love, he gave his life. So how come I can't give 5 minutes? Yeah, we can. The God I serve is an awesome God. He pulled me out of something that I had no idea how bad I was tangled up in. Yeah, he sure did. Because this old boy right here, this one, there were several spots I was in that I shouldn't have walked out of alive. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. But God, he pulled me through that. You know, he had a plan for my life. That's what the answering service, every time I used to call my wife when I was out there in the world, get the answering service. Dad had this big thing on over, and at the end of it, and I remember that. Remember, God has a plan for your life. I didn't remember nothing else about what he said in front of that, but I remember that. God has a plan for y'all life too. The God I serve's got a plan for you all. Panasha, my little boy Gabe sitting back there, he's got a plan for his life. He's got a big plan for Bobby Webster. He sure does. For the Mosbys. Cole Lawson's going to get a big surprise here before too long. That's right. Amen. It's coming. It's just be patient. It's on its way. But the God I serve loves me. And I ought to love him enough to help him out as much as I can here on earth. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, Kenzie. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of both surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same His promises are true. In his strength there is nothing we can do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. Now greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapon prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. How greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies.
What a testimony, amen. God give us the authority to conquer death. Is that not awesome?
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
In 2 Corinthians 3:12, it says, therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. And the way that's worded, it's saying, since we have this hope, we should be very bold. And I know I say constantly to the congregation that we should be bold and we should all be Walmart missionaries, but it's true. He is the only man that we've talked about for 2,000 years. And it's because whether people know it or not, he was different. He was fully God. The man split time before Christ. And they try and call it something different, but you always know it's before Christ.
I get carried away sometimes when I do this anymore. It's like when you've hit that spot and you're uncomfortable, but you know if you don't do it, what you're going to get afterwards. Amen. You relate to where I'm coming from, Sister Shirley? But we have hope because his promises are true. We know that, right? And through his strength, there's nothing we can't do. So, if you're out there in this world and there's an element in your life that you're trying to shake and you can't do it by yourself, find you a quiet spot. And that's the Lord. All you need to do is tell him, say, look here, buddy. I can't do this. So I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give my problem to you. Now, will you please take care of this for me? It will be done. How do I know? Because I had that problem. I had a bad problem. And I gave it to God. And he wiped that away. He took care of that. If you're out there and you're worried about going into a church, don't be afraid of that. Because, see, a church is made for people that are out there. So come on in. Sit a spell. And give God your problems. Because he'll work them out for you. All you need to do is believe in him and believe he'll do what he says he'll do. He will work out your problems. He's a lot better mathematician than I'll ever be. Amen. The God I serve is a good God. And his strength, there is nothing we can do. Yes, we know. There are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. Ain't that awesome? The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commanded the dead to wake.
Yeah.
Time to take up our offering this morning, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for our people, Lord. I thank you for our church, Lord God. I thank you for the givers, Lord God. I know you blessed them mightily, and I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Blacktop, at the bottom of your check, would you please just specify on your check what you're giving it for? Just write on the bottom of Blacktop, please. Thank you for that. Here we go, right here.
You live and you died. You said in 3 days you would rise. You did. You're alive. You said you're coming back again. I know you will. All the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. You took and you take your sins away, oh God. You give and you gave your life away for us. You came down, you saved us through the cross. Our hearts are changed because of your great love. You live. Alive. You rule, you reign. You said you're coming back again. I know you will. All the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. And you rose, and you reign, and you said that you're coming back again. I know you will. All the earth will sing your praises. All the earth will sing your praises. Right. as you did. You're alive. You're all in your reign. And I know you will. I know you will. All the earth will sing your praises. And you died. And you said that in 3 days you would rise.
My mic is on.